Emily Schulten, Dismantling. They're taking off the head of the snake, and we are watching to remember what we worry won't exist once we can't see it anymore. First, they remove the tongue, slippery from its metal mouth. This is one of the last of these metal giants, towering so great that it marks its place in our memories. Doesn't change quick like the landscape around it. They have packed up the left edge of the cobra's hood and are moving their crane to the right. You can see now that it is empty inside. But when we drove by again and again, because we wanted to be taken back to another time, that time, it was solid and permanent. Now we feel empty too. They are down to the coils of the body, the place where the snake is rooted to the ground, was rooted. We mourn the soldered bones. Next door, there used to be an open-mouthed fish, sucking in the whole sky until the palms grew unruly and branched into its mouth. A genie marked the next town over, his blue face waking the streets from nighttime each day, until he was taken from his magic carpet, until the magic was gone altogether. The snake has been stacked onto a flatbed trailer, the dirt damp with earthworms beneath where his body sat before being driven to a junkyard between stretches of Florida farm town. We stand on the roadside and draw with our fingers on the sky what used to be there, far more looming now that it is made of emptiness and cloud.